CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A surprise today from the Federal Reserve. The central bank dropped its benchmark rate by half a point rather than the quarter of a point that was expected. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell was asked why.
The U.S. economy is in good shape. It's growing at a solid pace. Inflation is coming down. The labor market is in a strong pace. We want to keep it there.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Going into this meeting, analysts were split. They weren't sure whether it was going to be a quarter or a half of a percentage point. Either way, this is just the first of what is likely to be many rate cuts that come in the future.
After yesterday's deadly explosions of pagers used by Hezbollah in Lebanon, walkie-talkies used by militant leaders exploded in Beirut today, killing at least 14. All indications are that Israel planted small amounts of explosives in the devices that were then sold to the militants in Lebanon. From Jerusalem, CBS's Linda Gradstein.
I think there's kind of a sense of pride in the technological achievements, maybe a little bit of concern about, is this going to go to an all-out war?
The Teamsters Union has just said it isn't going to endorse either former President Trump or Vice President Harris. Harris told Hispanic leaders today what she thinks of Trump's plan to deport millions of people.
Imagine what that would look like and what that would be. How's that going to happen? Massive raids? Massive detention camps? What are they talking about?
Trump is scheduled to speak at a campaign rally on Long Island, New York tonight, and officials there say they're confident they can keep him safe. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman.
We regularly have international figures that come to Nassau County. This is nothing new. Our police department and all of our other agencies are prepared and we're ready.
Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein has pled not guilty to a new sex crime charge in New York. As a strike by Boeing machinists continues, the company's preparing to furlough tens of thousands of white-collar staff in the coming days.
33,000 Boeing machinists went on strike last Friday. While Boeing had offered a 25% raise, not restoring workers' pensions was the big sticking point.
They could settle this strike tomorrow.
Brian Bryant is president of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers.
Our members, the workers of the Boeing company, have sacrificed the better part of 10 years where they've sacrificed wages. Their wages have been stagnant. They've lost their pension in that 10 years. They've continuously had increases in their health insurance.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
On Wall Street at the close, despite the Fed rate drop, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all down about 0.25%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Republican National Committee's lawsuit against the city of Racine alleges that the city failed to hire enough Republican poll workers for the August primary election. They say that violates state law. Racine City Clerk Tara McMiniman is defending the city's practices, saying they're committed to hiring qualified election officials regardless of political affiliation. People in Kenosha County and downwind may smell unusual odors tonight. We Energies is performing scheduled gas line purging in the Twin Lakes area until 9. The Twin Lakes Police Department is assuring the public that there is no emergency, emphasizing that it's a routine and controlled procedure. Racine police recently searched a home for a woman missing since March of 2023. The search for Lashecky Hill, based on an anonymous tip, yielded no results. A limo driver led Pleasant Prairie police on a chase that ended in a crash and a foot pursuit Monday. The suspect faces multiple felony charges, including drug possession with intent to deliver. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers' magic number is one. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I would say that he was pretty relatively calm throughout the course of the entire game. And, you know, when we did ask him to do certain things, he was able to go out there and execute. So that definitely gave us confidence, especially as the game wore on.
Willis threw his first career touchdown pass in the win over the Colts. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low 60s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. And a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. Muggy, high temps into the low 80s. Around 80 this weekend. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits from the Mamas and Papas and California Dreamin' on WRJN. Well, it's time for Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold statewide text-to-win contest. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Find WRJN and text this keyword, SEAT, S-E-A-T, SEAT. This is your chance to win $100 cash and be entered in the drawing to win the grand prize, a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Again, this hour's keyword is SEAT, S-E-A-T. You have to the top of the hour to text it. Again, download the Civic Media app, find WRJN and text SEAT. Good luck.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits. Chase away the rain.
Barbara Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, it's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Stuart, how do you like your eggs?
Over medium, please.
Over medium.
Over medium.
You mentioned the one thing that I don't have on my list here. It says here, how you like your eggs reveals something about you.
I'm a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
You
wrapped
are.
In a breakfast burrito.
The closest I have here to your answer is over easy. It says, if you like them over easy, you are very precise. You know exactly what you want out of life.
I think that even takes it to the next step with my over medium request.
Yeah, okay.
You get a little solid, you get a little runny there. I like the over medium.
Scrambled, that's probably scrambled or omelets. Those are my two go-tos, I think. And it says scrambled, you're agreeable and very steady. You go with the flow. That sounds like me.
All right.
And omelets, you enjoy taking risks.
What do you got about the poached people?
Poached, you're very orderly. You don't like to see anything out of its place.
All right.
Sunny side up, you're optimistic and easygoing.
All right, well, I'm going to give more people at the breakfast place the side eye now from now on. What are you doing with that poached egg over there?
Over medium. Give me a break.
Over medium.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southbridge Mall and Gurnee Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southbridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I am digging this weather. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine and 81.
the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, just taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for our lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the bottom of the hour, so let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance predicts Donald Trump will win Wisconsin. He rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
From Wisconsin, we're going to send a message. And that message is, we're going red. The country's going red. Donald J. Trump is our president, and we're going to win in November.
Trump maintains he won Wisconsin in 2020, though all evidence shows he lost. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison Friday night. Senator Tammy Baldwin is speaking out for in vitro fertilization. Senate Republicans blocked the bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF yesterday. Baldwin says IVF helps people who want to have families. Baldwin's challenger, Eric Hovde, also says he supports IVF procedures. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Republican National Committee's lawsuit against the city of Racine alleges that the city failed to hire enough Republican poll workers for the August primary election. They say that violates state law. According to the lawsuit, only 8 of the 55 GOP nominees were hired, compared to 7 of 40 Democratic nominees. 90 unaffiliated workers were employed. Racine City Clerk Tara McMiniman is defending the city's practices, saying they're committed to hiring qualified election officials regardless of political affiliation. MPS needs the officers. That's what Governor Tony Evers is saying as he calls on Milwaukee Public Schools to get in compliance when it comes to police. MPS has failed to meet the January 1st deadline to reinstate school resource officers as mandated by state law. While MPS is saying they are ready to implement the program, the city attorney indicates unresolved funding issues remain. And after more than a decade on the market, Michael Jordan's iconic Lake County mansion looks to be sold. The 56,000-square-foot estate in Highland Park features 9 bedrooms, 19 bathrooms, and a regulation-sized basketball court. It was most recently listed for about $15 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low 60s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. Muggy, high temps into the low 80s. Around 80 this weekend. Right now, it's 76. WRJN.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? In Sweden, men do this more than men in any other country. What is it? The answer? Housework.
Maybe you wanna give me kisses sweet, but only for one night with no repeat. And maybe you'll go away and never call. Taste of honey's worse than none at all. Oh, little girl, in that case, I don't want no part. I do believe that that would only break my heart. But if you feel like loving me, then you got the notion. I second that emotion. So if you feel like giving me a lifetime of devotion, I second that.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I love this question. Somebody online asked, if aliens knocked on your door today asking, take me to your leader, who would you bring them to? Some of the top responses in no particular order, Snoop Dogg, John Stewart, Keanu Reeves, Jim Carrey, Weird Al Yankovic, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Dolly Parton. I like those last two, Neil deGrasse Tyson and Dolly Parton. Those are my leaders.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at racinetheatre.org. racinetheatre.org.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Brewers are celebrating the best fans in baseball once again at Fan Appreciation Night on September 28th, presented by Toyota. Giveaways include a Bernie Chalet snow globe, magnetic schedule, and more. Learn more and get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Timeless Hints, WRJN, coming up, CBS News at 5. And we're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless hits. WRJN.